Good morning. This is KWSO News. Warm Springs Tribal Council passed a resolution last week to partner with Ski Bowl in reopening the Caneta Village in 2023. The tribes will invest $4.58 million to repair, improve, and add value to the Caneta Village. An additional $1.5 million will go toward infrastructure improvements. The allocation will come from the tribe's American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA funds. The focus will be on the natural hot springs and creating a hot springs destination with recreational activities for visitors. Projected employment is estimated at over 50 full-time positions with more than 80 part-time jobs during the summer season. Ski Bowl would manage and fund operations. Mount Hood Ski Bowl's origin dates back to 1928. Over the past 30 years, their operations expanded to year-round offerings, and today, Ski Bowl also runs the Lake Semtustis Resort, plus the Pelton Dam Marina and Park. The Warm Springs Community COVID-19 update for Friday, February 25th reports no new cases of COVID-19 from 11 tests conducted on Thursday, February 24th at the Health and Wellness Center. There were no positive tests reported by outside facilities, but there were five presumptive positives. There are currently 24 people with active COVID-19 and 10 close contacts receiving daily monitoring. No Warm Springs people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. In Oregon, starting on March 19th, the mask mandate for indoor facilities will be lifted. But according to 509J Superintendent Jay Matheson, they will still defer to the Warm Springs Tribal Council and its COVID task force team on where they stand with the mandate at the Warm Springs K-8 Academy. Also in Warm Springs, today is the deadline for Warm Springs tribal employees to have their vaccine, whether it's your initial or a booster dose. All vaccine cards or medical or religious exemptions need to be on file today. The Warm Springs Housing Authority reported near the end of January that funding for the Emergency Rental Assistance, ERA, program was running low. They sent out a notice last week to inform ERA program participants and the community that funding for the program is almost fully spent. They are still trying to process a few applications that were submitted by the deadline for individuals that were eligible to apply or reapply for February rental assistance. With a very small amount of funding left to process payments for bills and applications that have been submitted, it is anticipated that these funds will be fully spent this week. There is no guarantee that all payments will be processed for bills submitted by the deadline. Payments will be processed until funds are fully expended. The Warm Springs Housing Authority has applied for additional ERA funding, but have not heard anything from the U.S. Treasury if they are going to receive additional funding, how much might be received, or when funding would be awarded. If additional funding is received in the future, notices will be put out to the community and the ERA program will resume. Across Indian country, people are wearing brightly colored scarves and taking selfies for social media. It's a protest over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Correspondent Anna King has more.
Hundreds of tribal people have been posting photos of themselves in their scarves with the hashtag Kokum Scarves for Solidarity. The scarves come from Ukraine. Aaron Quimps of Oregon says lately he's been wearing a knotted white scarf with colorful flowers draped around his neck.
Us being a people, culture, tribe that has pretty much gone through the same thing of being, hey, you know, you can't live here. You need to do this. You need to go there. You know, we couldn't help but feel sympathy for a whole nation that's pretty much going through the same thing we has.
The scarves have been part of indigenous dress for decades. They're often worn for powwows and contemporary outfits and even for traditional ceremonies. I'm Anna King.
The most divisive measure of the 2022 short legislative session, giving agricultural workers overtime pay, is one step closer to final passage. Lauren Dake explains.
House Bill 4002 would allow farm workers who work more than 40 hours a week to be paid time and a half for their labor. The bill has been fiercely debated, largely along party lines. Republicans have echoed concerns of many farmers who say the legislation would devastate the state's agricultural industry and force small farmers to sell to corporate owners. Democrats, who hold the majority in both chambers, however, have been adamant that farm workers should earn time and a half like most workers who exceed 40 hours. The state has an estimated 86,000 farm workers. Both Washington and California have already passed similar laws. I'm Lauren Dake reporting.
And in prep sports, the first round of the OSAA 4A girls basketball playoffs is set. Action on Friday saw Astoria beat Molalla 56-37. Staten beat Cottage Grove 37-21. Hidden Valley beat McLaughlin 57-32. And Marist Catholic beat Klamath Union 44-17. On Saturday, Henley beat Woodburn 52-39. Corbett routed Sisters 71-23. Marshfield beat Sweet Home 42-29. And LeGrand beat Valley Catholic 58-35. The winners of the play-in round will now move on to the first round. Starting on Friday, number 16 Henley will travel to first-ranked Philomath. Then Saturday, number 9 Staten travels to number 8 Mazama. Number 12 Marist Catholic travels to 5th-ranked Gladstone. Number 13 Hidden Valley is on the road to number 4 Junction City. 14th-ranked Marshfield travels to number 3 Baker. Number 11 Corbett travels to number 6 Banks. Number 15 LeGrand is on the road to 2nd-ranked Cascade. And number 10 Astoria is on the road to 7th-ranked Madras. Winners of the first round will advance to the quarterfinals in Marshfield. The Lady Buffs will be in the Buffalo Dome for the first round this Saturday, March 5th, with tip-off at 3:30 p.m., and you can catch that game live here on KWSO. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.